USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany slammed Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's remarks in a Washington Post op-ed about President Trump's shortcomings during the coronavirus pandemic. Here's the press secretary during a briefing at the White House.
Yeah, it's really striking, his comments, especially when you compare them to his past comments. This is revisionist history by Governor Hogan, and it stands in stark contrast to what he said on March 19th, where he praised the great communication that the president has had with governors. He literally was praising the president of the United States for delivering on testing.
The Republican leader detailed in his op-ed in the Post having to buy 500,000 coronavirus tests from the South Korean government in a deal broken in part by his wife, who's a native to the country. He said he hid them from the federal government to avoid them being seized for use in another state or by the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
National security agencies in the UK, the United States, and Canada have all accused hackers linked to Russian intelligence services of targeting organizations conducting COVID-19 vaccine research with custom malware in an effort to steal intellectual property. The UK's National Cybersecurity Center issued the joint advisory, which was also shared by the United States National Security Agency. UK Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said in a statement, it's completely unacceptable that the Russian intelligence services are targeting those working to combat the coronavirus pandemic. As the Washington NFL franchise finally made the decision to change their name, they are now under more scrutiny as 15 former female employees who worked for the Redskins told the Washington Post they had been sexually harassed while working for the organization. The team announced in a statement that it's hired Washington, D.C. attorney Beth Wilkinson to conduct a thorough independent review of this entire matter and help the team set up new employee standards for the future. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Olympic Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The list of national retail chains that are requiring face masks is growing as Target, CVS Health, and Publix supermarkets join the growing list of national chains that require customers to wear face masks regardless of where cities or states stand on the issue. The announcements come one day after the nation's largest retailer, Walmart, said it would mandate face shields starting on Monday. Starbucks, Best Buy, Kohl's, and Kroger have also announced mandatory masks nationwide in recent days. Retailers had hesitated to make masks mandatory nationwide out of fear of angering some customers over what has become a political issue. Game show host Alex Trebek gave viewers a health update for the first time in months. The legendary Jeopardy host told fans he's doing well.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st. Once again, I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September.
The book is titled, The Answer Is Reflections on My Life. Trebek announced he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer on March 2019. He's faced several rounds of chemotherapy and has kept fans of the show updated throughout his journey. In March, he celebrated beating the one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients, which currently stands at only 17%. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.